People in addiction recovery came out Wednesday night in Huntington at Marshall University to tell their story on how it's affected their lives.
It's impossible not to notice the devastating effects that we've had on this community. We've run rampant through the lives of anyone willing to let us close enough to do so.
Nick Paulkin was part of the Marshall University program, Addiction in Appalachia, Our Stories, in collaboration between the Marshall Student Health Education Program and the English Department. Those in addiction recovery worked with English professors to write a monologue about their story. It was a chance for family members and significant others as well to tell how the addiction impacted their lives. Paulkin is from Huntington. He says he was addicted to everything from alcohol to pain medication to heroin. 8 years sober, Paulkin says he appreciates the opportunity to show the personal side of those with addictions.
I mean, essentially, I was still operating. I think that from the outside, things probably looked fairly normal. You know, I wouldn't say that everything was perfect by any means, you know, but everything was still going okay outwardly, but I was a total and complete wreck inside.
The program offered a unique opportunity for families to discuss how addiction is affecting those that live in the same house as someone who is addicted. Frances Quesenberry grew up with a father who was addicted to pain pills. She says things haven't changed much since her childhood.
Back in the early 70s, he actually got put in alcohol rehab, and in order to get off the alcohol, they put him on pills, and he stayed on them. Different pills throughout the years, but that's how his addiction started, and he's never really came off of them. I've never known my dad not to be on them.
Another participant, Cindy Stagg, was once in love with a man named Chris. But after he became an alcoholic, she had to step away from what became a toxic relationship. His addictions ultimately led to his death.
It's a lot more emotional than I thought it would be, but I think it's extremely important that people who are using or thinking about using or thinking about getting clean realize how much of an impact their addiction has on everybody around them.
Kristen Steele was a professor involved in the program.
And I think that's one of the reasons why events like this is essential to add to that already existing narrative, so that people understand it is a human condition. These aren't just animals who make bad decisions. That's not the way that it is. And I think that it's important to build a story around the individual humans who are affected by addiction and not the addiction as a monster.
This is the first year of the Addiction Stories program. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.